Hello, sir. My name is Lewis from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Right, sir. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Understood. And what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Certain.
Understood, sir. Thank you. And let me ask, would you please tell me your age?
48.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either Black, African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
And generally speaking, do you feel that things in here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
That's a pretty general question for a very broad issue, but generally speaking, I would say wrong direction.
Well, thank you for your answer, sir. And indeed, thinking about the elections for Congress, would you vote for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Right now I'm undecided.
Understood, sir. And, well, we're at the 13% of this survey. If you're able to continue, sir, I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, you can please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. You can let me know. And here's the first one. That would be Republicans in the Congress.
Unfavorable.
Next is Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Let me ask, I'm sorry, about those first two. Is that somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very.
Understood. Next is Thomas Salifo.
I'm sorry, Thomas who?
Salifo.
I don't have an opinion.
Next is Project 2025.
Very unfavorable.
Democrats in Congress.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
Very unfavorable.
Next is Kamala Harris.
I'm not certain yet. So what is that?
Kamala Harris. If you don't recognize, that's okay. We can move on, and the next one is Darren Soto.
No, I recognize Kamala Harris. I mean, let's go somewhat favorable, though.
You said someone favorable, right?
Somewhat favorable.
Understood. Next is Darren Soto.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you, sir, for those opinions. Thinking about the job that Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I would say somewhat disapprove.
Understood, sir. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Well, I would say right now I'm leaning towards Harris.
So in this case, it will be leaning towards, not fully decided as a vote, correct?
Correct.
Understood, sir. And if the elections for United States Senate were held today, and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mukersal Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Powell.
Debbie Mukersal Powell, actually.
Yes, I would vote for her.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you. If the elections for president, I'm sorry, for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shalafo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
I'd be leaning towards Mr. Soto.
Understood. And as you may know, there will be also amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And now being almost at 50%, I appreciate your opinions. And moving forward, I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. Darren Soto is current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 to those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medications and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security and make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. And next, Colonel Thomas Shalafo is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served over 30 years. Colonel Shalafo will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for the fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Shalafo will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our country. If the elections for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shalafo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
I'd be leaning towards Soto.
Leaning towards Soto, understood. And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now, on lowering grocery prices, protecting reproductive freedom, ending gun violence epidemic, lowering inflation and gas prices, securing our border, tackling crime and improving public safety, bringing down rent prices, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, making health care more affordable for working families, promoting traditional values in schools, protecting Social Security and Medicare, or making...
I mean, that's a lot. Economy. Whichever one focuses on the economy.
I understand, sir. In regards to the economy, it would be like lowering inflation and gas prices, or making owning a home more affordable. As well, in economy side, you can say lowering grocery prices. Which one of those three do you consider would be the most important to focus on?
Keeping inflation in check.
Got it. And as on those topics, what would be the next most important issue to you?
Securing the border.
Securing the border. Understood, sir. I appreciate your opinion, sir. And as we're moving forward past the 50%, sir, now let me read you some of the reasons people give for voting for a candidate in the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect on your decision? So here's the first one. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect on your decision?
No effect.
Next is, Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase in agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. Also, save time of answers. Either very convincing, somewhat no effect.
Somewhat.
Darren Soto poses any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
No effect.
Thomas Shalifa will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's open border policies.
No effect.
Next, Thomas Shalifa is a fiscal conservative who reigns in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
No effect.
And Thomas Shalifa will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served over 30 years, Shalifa will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness.
Lip service to me.
I understand, sir. So now that you heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shalifa, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one would you think you would vote for?
I'm leaning towards Soto.
Leaning towards, I understand. And also now let me read you some statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if it would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder on working families by voting for a tax increase that targeted our small businesses. Serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect on your decision at all?
No effect.
Next is, while Chalifel says that he's a successful business owner and his company's owed over $15 million, leads to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures. Serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Mr. Thomas Shalifa continues to taking Social Security and veterans' paychecks while his backers fight to abolish Social Security and put support programs for veterans who are in need.
Can you repeat the statement?
Oh, yes. Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Shalifa continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks while his backers fight up to abolishing Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need.
Yeah, no effect.
Now, Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have led millions of criminals across our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. Serious doubt from down to Thomas Shalifa stands with the Republicans who support government intervention in people's private health care decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women.
What are the choices again?
Serious doubts about voting, some doubts or no effect.
Some doubts.
And Thomas also blames excessive stimulus packages for record inflation, but his companies took $160,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic.
Some doubts.
Some doubts, you said, right?
Yes.
And now that you have heard a little bit more, the election for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas Shelliffe and the Republican candidate Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, who do you think would you vote for?
Still leaning towards Soto.
Understood, sir. And what's your primary source for national and political news? Nuevo Dia, talk radio, cable news networks, Orlando Sentinel, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, local newspaper, internet-based news source, or social media apps or services?
It varies. All of them.
Which one do you...
I listen to radio, I read articles, I editorials, I do my own research. I don't get it from one source.
I understand, sir.
There's no source that I can pick that I primarily go to. I would say if I had to choose, it would be an unaffiliated content source. That doesn't take advertising or anything like that, something like, I don't know, National Public Radio or something that's unaffiliated.
I hear you, sir. Thank you for your answer. And what Spanish language news sources, if any, do you use on a regular basis in between those mentioned, like the radio, internet, Telemundo, Orlando, Univision, La Prensa Orlando?
Univision, Telemundo.
Got it, sir. Thinking back about the 2020 presidential election, sir, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden or some other candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Got it, sir. Thank you. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade of degree or degree that you completed in school?
Doctorate.
And do any children under 18 live in your home?
Yes.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
That definition has changed a lot lately, so I still consider myself a moderate.
I got it, sir. Thank you. As you know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. To what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry?
I'm Puerto Rican, so I'm still American.
I understand. And when communicating with people in your household, do you speak only Spanish, more Spanish than English, or an even mix of both, or more English than Spanish, or only English in this case?
More English than Spanish.
Got it, sir. Thank you for all your answers, sir. Your opinions are very appreciated and confidential, so I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.